Reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who have longed for his appearing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O thou our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The picture behind me is from the New York Times. This is the church that I was ordained in, and so I was surprised to see that picture pop up in my news feed this week. It's Basking Ridge Presbyterian Church. But the story wasn't about the church. The story was about the 600-year-old oak tree that stands in front of the church. It is a place that hosted picnics between George Washington and Lafayette. It saw weddings, and it saw funerals, and it saw summer worship services with lemonade and cookies. But it made the news because the tree died this year. It was killed by hot weather in August, combined with a 12-hour deluge of rain that somehow made the tree pass away. Now, Basking Ridge is a small town not unlike Pleasantville. It's a commuter distance from New York City, but there are corporate headquarters in the vicinity, and the name Basking Ridge just makes people try to treat each other more nicely. The tree, though, it was a centerpiece of the town. The police officers had a picture of the tree on their shoulder. The Presbyterian Church is celebrating its 300th anniversary. It's funny to imagine that this tree witnessed everything that happened in that church in its long life. I wonder what stories the tree in our front yard, our building, our window would tell if they could. On this Sunday, when we pay attention to who we've been here together in this place, on this journey of 40 years or more, we think about the lives of faith, the races that we've run. There are so many stories. Stories about when we learned to be ecumenical. When the priest across the street at Holy Innocents came at Christmas time and put a wreath on our door to bridge the gap that had taken place at that time. There were stories about how Great Beginnings, it had another name back then, became this preschool to say that, hey, we're here and we want to help as a community as you raise your child to be part of your story too. There's stories about these banners, how they illustrate the biblical story, and how each little object was sewn by hand. Some of you have pointed out exactly which piece you did. There are stories about elders and deacons having stood up for people in trouble when they needed to. There was a baptism of a teenager who said he didn't want to wait till confirmation. Now that he knew who Jesus was, he was ready to say he was his Lord and Savior. There's stories about the bells that rang and still ring, about the hallelujah chorus that happens on Easter and fills this place with praise. Stories about food, shared like we will downstairs later, shared with people in need, shared at this table in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. All of this in service of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's both who we are and who we aspire to be. people who live out the gospel, the grace of Jesus, the love and forgiveness of Jesus, being the salt and the light that is our witness to Jesus. When we hear this scripture about fighting the good fight, finishing the race, keeping the faith, we think about what our journey will look like when we're near the end. Will we as individuals look back and see evidence of a life lived with Jesus? A race run with Jesus? My mom's funeral was 2 months ago, and I've been thinking ever since about the witness that she proclaimed in her life and through her life, and still. I stood in line as people came to greet me, and I met all these people that I never saw before. I met her accountant, the person who cut her hair, the person who took care of their yard, the people, the multitude of people she made blonde brownies for on their birthday, the people who had lost someone that she called to say, let's go out to lunch. And you can cry if you want to. The great nieces and nephews that wrote letters to say, you were our biggest cheerleader. I saved all the cards you sent my children. And then before I left town, my dad took me to Arby's because he needed to tell the cook at Arby's that my mom had passed away. And the man cried. The love that we give in this life lives way past our lives. The love we give each other, the love we allow ourselves to take in, love lives on. There's this phrase, I don't know who said it, about proclaim the gospel, do it with words if you have to. How do we race in life in a way that we love, that we respect everyone we meet, that we notice the people along the way, that we show up in our lives and witness to Jesus Christ? Whatever we've decided, we need to know that people matter, that life matters, that we get this chance to choose to live lives that are loving, that point beyond themselves to Jesus. This crown of righteousness that Scripture tells us about, it's a crown that comes into our lives because we've decided that whatever else is true about us, we choose to love God, to love our neighbors as ourselves, to love our enemies, to notice the people we meet on our path and treat them with respect, to be people who proclaim the gospel, the good news of Christ's love that can save our lives. What do we need saving from today? Is it anger? Is it hopelessness? Is it fear? Is it pain? Whatever it is, Christ is here, ready to fill us up, to help us heal, to help us see the possibility of new beginnings. Whether we are old men who dream dreams, or young children who have visions, or anything and everything in between, we can look for a relationship with Jesus to fill our hearts and help us to know that no matter what, we are treasured and our lives matter. We know that because he gave his for us. He went to the cross for us. He showed us that even death is not the end of the gift that he gives to us. The tree in the yard died. Some people wanted them to hold it up and just keep it there. But they didn't do that. They didn't need to do that. The love keeps on going. The life keeps on going, and the witness that we are and can be to Jesus, it never ends. May we run the race of our lives trusting in the love of Christ every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen.